sweet honeysuckle all around.
Honeysuckle, Dougie.
Honeysuckle.
Let's get back to the conversation here on the Good Day program. By the way, later in the hour, Chef Louis DeAngelis will be here with his weekly overview of what's going on in the food department, fun on the farm, festivals, but basically what people tune in for are his recipes, because he's pretty good at putting things together. You'll be licking your chops when he describes what he has for you today. Check it out in the Chef Louis box at DougStefan.com. I'm not in the mood to be particularly serious. We're joined here in this hour by Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. I thought I would challenge your mind, seeing as Richie has things, strange things floating around in his body. I'm not sure how it's affected his mind or not. Sometimes,
you know, a little silly here and there.
A little silly.
Yeah.
Here and there. Okay. So I'm looking at the Washington Post, which has a contest for readers in which they're asked to supply alternate meanings for various words.
Hmm.
All right. So here's an example, and you can come up with yours. I may throw a few at you. Here's one of them. Flabbergasted. Flabbergasted. An adjective. Refers to being appalled over how much weight you have gained. Flabbergasted.
Right.
Get it? Flabber.
Yeah.
Gasted.
Okay.
I see what you did there.
Abdicate is a verb to give up all hope of ever having a flat stomach.
Right.
Yeah.
Abdicate. All right. Carcinoma. A valley in California noted for its heavy smog.
Oh, okay.
Carcinoma.
Esplanade. So kind of mixing the
metaphors.
Yeah.
Much other things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Esplanade. You want to try some of these? Anybody want to take a shot?
No.
All right.
New Orleans is Esplanade.
Esplanade. To attempt an explanation while drunk. Be appropriate for
Esplanade. New Orleans. Where's
right, this one is
no
for you.
Esplanade nest.
Richie, this is specifically for you.
Okay.
Lymph.
Lymph.
Yes.
That's when I can't walk or talk straight.
Close.
Limp.
To walk with a lisp.
Yes.
Is a limp.
Been there, done that. Many times.
Yes. Gargoyle.
Officer.
An olive-flavored mouthwash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gargoyle.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Coffee. Let me know when we've had too many of these.
Coffee.
Coughing.
A person who is coughed
ding.
Upon. Yes. Right, this is a good one. Roberta, this is for you. Ready?
Yep.
Flatulence.
Flatulence. Flatulence.
Flatulence.
Hmm.
The emergency vehicle that picks you up after you're run over by a steamroller.
That's the one to end it on.
All right, wait a minute. Here's another one.
That's the best one.
Here's another one for Richie.
Yeah.
Balderdash.
Let me see. Bald. Hurry up to cut your hair. I don't know.
Of course. A rapidly receding hairline.
Yeah, I got that going on.
These are all, by the way, these actually did come out of the Washington Post. Okay, let's see here. Marionettes.
I'm going to marionette Funicello.
No. Sarcasm.
Don't know.
The gulf between the author of sarcastic wit and the reader who doesn't get it.
Just like right now.
Chasm, right, exactly. Busted. Wait a minute, here's a good one.
Oh,
Bustard.
I can't say what I'm thinking. It would be politically incorrect.
A rude metro driver.
Yeah, okay.
What's the matter with you?
Tard.
Huh? Osteopornosis.
Hey, beauty queen got frisked by New York police.
Flatulence.
Flatulence.
I'm taking it that these people have had enough of
this. Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so let's do the last one. Osteopornosis.
Osteopornosis. Breaking. Oh, I can't say that either. That's a little. What?
It's a.
I'm going to put my finger on the button just for this one.
No, a degenerative disease.
Osteopornosis.
All right, one more.
Degenerate.
Yeah. Okay, there's one more. Let's see.
Why do you keep saying that? One more.
Glibido.
You don't care about...
No.
Your ego.
No.
What?
All talk and no action.
No.
Ah. All right.
Met plenty of those, too. You should have stopped at flatulence. You got to know when to stop, man. You got
to
know.
You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. The Doug Good Day program. A lot of you listening to this program have heard me talk a lot about power swabs, those whitening strips that you don't like, those trays that you don't like, the tooth sensitivity you get with some of these things, the sand that's actually in some brands of... Can you imagine brushing your teeth with sand? No. Ooh. All right, so here we have the solution to the problem of yellow stained teeth in the form of power swabs. Power swabs, the only whitening system that uses tooth detergent to remove the stains off of your teeth. And the detergent is made from coconut oil. It's very cool stuff. And by the way, when you call and mention Doug Stephanie, you get 40% off, 800-865-7602. Also, they will tell you about the power stick. The power stick. They keep telling me, don't forget to remind people about the power stick, and I don't remember it myself. Power stick is something you can take with you and get a little whiteness on the teeth as you may go in for an important appointment or you're having a date with somebody, you know, that kind of stuff. Keep your teeth clean and looking their best. No more smoking stains, no more coffee stains, no more tea stains. This is not a bleach. It's all natural. It's called Power Swabs. Get the Power Stick as well. Risk-free, 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Call now for that risk-free trial. And he mentioned Doug Stephanie, get 40% off Power Swabs. 800-865-7602.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world, stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Whoa, quite the picnic going on here.
All from Kohl's.
Wait, what?
This patio table, an umbrella, this Cuisinart blender. Kohl's.
Really?
That pitcher, these Bobby Flay grill tools.
All from Kohl's.
This Jennifer Lopez top I'm wearing, my sunglasses, my sandals, the kids' swimsuits.
Okay, this is getting weird.
Your Chaps polo, your Dockers cargo shorts, your Adidas.
Getting weirder.
Oh, and did I mention how much I saved?
Suddenly, it's not weird at all.
Save on everything your family needs for summer at the Ultimate Save at Kohl's. Starting Friday. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Here's the story of a hero, John Franklin Riggs.
Yeah.
Wasn't Riggs... Riggs is Lethal Weapon, right?
Oh, yes.
Briggs. Oh, very good.
Yes.
All right. So that's not who this is, though, Jennifer. Who is this?
That was Martin Riggs.
You guys are very impressive with what your brains remember.
Aren't we, though, huh?
This guy was in a boat with his family members. The boat capsized in the ocean. There's jellyfish and, you know, all the stuff out there. Who knows what? Yeah. And they were pitch black. It was dark. He swam 5 miles to the shoreline in pitch blackness to get help. It was quite amazing. He went to somebody's house, actually, the first house he could find. He woke her up about 1 o'clock in the morning. This woman named Angela Bird opens her door, and there's this guy, John Riggs, standing soaking wet and barefoot. He said, I've been swimming since sundown. I need the help. And she gave it to him, thankfully. They called 911, and soon after, he was, you know, rested, dried off, and they sent a rescue boat out to save his family. But to have the peace of mind, this guy is 70 years old. He's
wow.
no spring chicken.
Wow.
To have the peace of mind to swim and get help and save his family. They had a 3-year-old son out there, his 9-year-old, and another fourth grader visiting from San Francisco. So
wow, and for those kids to hang on. And let me tell you something. I've been stuck in the middle of the bay in the middle of the night with no moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot see the shoreline.
Oh, it's dark. And the only thing that saved them, according to this article, is that he made them all put life jackets on before they left, and that's what saved them because they were able to kind of float.
Where did you get that he was 70?
In the story.
Really?
Huh. I see 46-year-old.
Conflicting reports on his age.
Oh, his father was with him. His father was 70. I apologize. He's 46.
Right.
46
now,
is the guy that swam.
It doesn't make any difference. It's still a good
story. But his dad, who's 70, was out there with all those young kids.
And the other saving grace here is that he was in the ocean where the water is very brackish and you float.
Well,
better,
yeah,
than if you're like in pool or river water or some pond or something like that.
Better.
So it's that was a big help for them.
All right, Dateline San Diego, where our Ken Kessler is standing by with a report from the San Diego mayor's office. Sarah, you're on the air. Over to you in the studio.
What
Ken.
Do you mean? He's just got a little problem with some inappropriate behavior.
No.
Now, he is 70, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah, he is 70. Apparently there are 3 women who were in his office who aren't anymore that have not filed a suit against him, and they don't want to say any details, but whatever happened, there's sexual harassment allegations, and most of the city of San Diego is calling for him to resign, but he says that his behavior is going to change, and he's reached
the
That's not fair. Yep. If this guy were 70 and in a nursing home and doing this behavior, people would be calling it cute.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because he's male.
Because if he's in a nursing home at 70, he probably has some sort of dementia or something.
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
I hate to say, but
we've not had a lot of great luck with mayors.
No,
you haven't.
Hmm.
And especially
one of them ended up as one
fiance.
Of our hosts here at Radio America.
And he's a good host too,
Roger Hedgecock. He's a great host.
Yeah, yeah, very good host.
He didn't have much luck as mayor. He was a good mayor though, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he's
really kicked him out.
He's strident.
Did
we say he's strident?
Roger, yes.
Yeah, I would say that's a good way of describing it. Yeah.
That's my favorite gum, by the way.
Strident.
Strident.
Yeah. All right, coming up.
4 out of 5 dentists.
Elton John has a problem. Plus, we have a few of life's unanswered questions to deal with here on the Good Day program at 21 after the hour.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The Day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens, The Day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Steffens, The Day.
It's always nice to hear an Elton John song, and usually on this program, when you hear a song like this, there's a story connected to it, and that is the case in this circumstance. From the storyline at today's show at DougSteffen.com, Elton says he's grateful to be alive after learning he had been playing European tour dates while suffering from appendicitis.
No.
He is 66 years old, quoted as saying he had struggled through the shows, a lot of pain, thinking he had some kind of bad food. He learned that he was a ticking time bomb, though. He could have died anytime. You know, that kind of stuff is not anything that you mess with. On Tuesday, he canceled the show in Hyde Park in London and some other summer dates, being treated for this inflamed appendix and the surrounding abscess. Ugh, sounds gross, doesn't it? He's on a... he's going to have surgery, and then they're going to be treated with antibiotics, so he should be okay by late in the summer. Mm. That's kind of a mess. Kind of a mess.
Not fun.
Doug and Rich and Jennifer and Roberta and Ken, a few of life's unanswered questions now here on Good Day. Why is it, for example, considered necessary to nail down the lid of a coffin?
Ever wonder? Nail it down?
Yeah, yeah. Why do
I think they nail
sealed?
They lock them now, I think.
Well, but why?
So you can't get out.
So nobody can go in and, like, dig you up and steal stuff.
Yeah.
But nowadays, in most forward-thinking nations, which have, you know, like here in the United States, the box goes inside that big concrete box.
Yeah, that slabby box.
Yeah.
So you can't even get liner. To the wood box.
Yeah, mm-hmm. liner. It's a liner.
Right.
Yeah. Or maybe just between, you know, the time that the box is closed and it's buried. I mean, there's a lot of times the box is not attended. Maybe that's that way so nobody can go in and steal, you know, daddy's pinky ring or something.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Do you know, I can't understand why people pay a lot of money for a casket.
Yeah, especially when my dad died and we had to pick a box for him to be cremated in.
Yeah, they want you to pick like a real one, right. like a fancy
yeah.
one.
Yeah. No, dude's trying to sell me a $3,000 box just to burn it.
No.
Yeah. And
no.
I'm right. like, no, no. Where's the cardboard box?
Yeah, that's
right.
What we
and
did
my father.
And I had to pay like $500 for that.
Well, I had to. I paid
My dad would have come up out of that coffin and beat me to death if I had to spend $1,000 for a box to burn him in.
We had a plastic. We had a cardboard box, and the gown. That was all my father was in. And we used the funeral home for calling hours.
Yeah.
And it was $5,400.
Yep, that's about what we spent.
Yeah,
we didn't. Ours was a little cheaper than that. Yeah, don't spend big money for that. It's crazy.
Oh, people spend tens of thousands. Wouldn't your husband feel better
that's,
if he
that's
was
my
in
mom's? Right. That's my mom's money that she has to live on for the next however many years. No.
Mm-mm. All right, next. A contemplative, unanswered question, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the sun lighten your hair, but darken your skin?
Ha!
That's a good one. A good
so bleach lightened my hair yesterday.
That's how I decided last year when Meredith saw my hair light because in the summertime it all got bleached out. She said, oh, that's your hair? And I said, yeah. She said, why don't you leave it like that? So that's why it is what it is today. Look at the pictures.
There it is.
Exciting as they are at DougStefan.com. Why can't women put on mascara with their mouth closed?
You can't. It's physically impossible.
No, you can't.
Same reason guys can't shave with their mouths closed.
I took a hack out of my side of my lip last night when I was shaving. Ugh. All right, let's see here. Well, I don't mean 5 seconds. Oh, huh? I didn't. I haven't got 30 seconds? I already screwed up the first part of it.
Yes, you did.
So... I just, let's
this has
this
been
thing.
A darn good half hour,
yeah.
kids.
My next one needed to start 10 seconds ago, so you might as well just keep going then.
All right. Why doesn't glue stick to the inside of a bottle?
Mm.
I know.
What? Right. A good question.
Because you need oxygen, maybe, to just get it to set.
That's a good question.
Is that I'm right along the question. Lines with why didn't an iron have permanent press?
Oh, no. Doctor, yeah. not who. Who's oh?
Doctor Who. I love Dr.
Dr. Louis coming up in the next half hour.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
GEICO.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections?
Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Here it is at 33 and change after the hour, 26 and change for the new hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden has joined us along with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli. Ken Kessler is here, and Chef Louis DeAngelis will join us with some food fighting, or maybe not, but food information, food family fun stuff. Kenny, what's happening, by the way, in terms of legislation listed on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or on Twitter at Good Day Show? By the way, email to Doug, Rich, Jennifer, Roberta, or Ken at DougSteffen.com as well.
A couple comments for Rich, welcoming him back to the show.
Thank you.
Benjamin says, welcome back, Rich.
And thank you, Benjamin.
Nancy says, beaching it, cutting hair off, now it's time to get some work done.
You're absolutely right, Nancy.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, what else is that? It's just all about Richie? It's all about Richie?
No, there's some comments about the story we were talking about earlier, the bill in Congress to create a national park on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Chase says they should send the creator of the bill up to cut the ceremonial ribbon.
Love that.
That is great.
Yeah, that's good.
And Nathan says that might be a bit difficult, not only for obvious reasons, but we don't have national rights there, do we?
No, we don't. There are no rights. That's what the treaty suggests. No rights in space. It belongs to everybody. And
isn't it really the first one to get there and put a flag on it? Like we've done.
Well, we did that.
We own part of the moon. Now the Chinese are going to try and grab another part. The Russians another part. And it'll be segmented out within the next 50
years. I think the North Koreans should have a piece of the moon.
Yeah, we should send them to that. Yeah. The moon,
they're
going to
own it.
Next,
well, if they go up.
Australia.
Well,
they could say the moon is made of kim cheese.
All right, story of Fanny Schlatter.
Good Lord.
Fanny was at work
this
week.
I had that
week.
Happen to me once at a bookstore.
Fanny was carrying her cell phone. Fanny had her cell phone in her pocket.
Uh-oh.
A Samsung Galaxy S3
Uh-oh.
Exploded in her pocket.
Oh, really? Her Fanny went schlatter.
She had burns on her leg and her pants had to be torn off.
Ooh.
Samsung reportedly taking the incident seriously. This apparently is the third time of an exploding Samsung product in the past couple of years. A Dublin man said that his Galaxy S3 exploded in his car. Past February, a South Korean man said that his Galaxy Note's battery caught fire. Cell phones, some of the other electronic devices that we are using, sometimes explode, apparently. It's just what happens. Mostly it's battery-related, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Has anybody ever heard of an iPhone exploding?
Years ago, I had heard of some battery issues with the iPhone. I haven't heard it recently.
Really? I haven't heard anything about it either. All right, so that's that story. Just keeping you up to date on some of the important things in the news. Meanwhile, Chef Louis DeAngelis is going to update us on food news just a moment away here on Good Day.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by Grainger. With over a million products, if they don't have it, probably doesn't exist. Call Grainger, click on Grainger.com, or stop by one of their branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done, get it, got it, good.
I'm Julie Ehrman. I'm the founder and CEO of Ouya. Ouya is a new video game console for the TV. It's $99, where all of the games are free to try. You can pick one up at Best Buy, GameStop, Target, and at Amazon.com. Ouya is doing something new. We are opening up gaming and bringing great games back to the living room. We have launched with more games and more developers than any other console launch in history. And today, there are over 200 games from all genres that you can play. Ouya offers all different types of games for the television, from all different types of developers, from all different types of genres. We have over 200 games today. The creative, most inventive games will be coming to Ouya first because we're open to every single type of developer and publisher. For more information, you can check out Ouya.tv, which is Ouya.tv. Ouya.tv.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-464-4670. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-464-4670. That's 800-464-4670. Call 800-464-4670.
Because Kate switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe three or four in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. It doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't. Because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So the way he says Geico. Geico.
Geico.
You don't hear him talking about Galco. It's Geico.
That would be a great idea. Open an insurance company just women. For women.
Galco.
Right.
I'm a genius, Richie. Richie McFadden, along with, by the way, what was that all about?
I thought you wanted to have your own guys-only organization.
Well, what's wrong with that?
You see the trouble the Boy Scouts have gotten into?
What was it the Little Rascals used to have? The He-Man Woman Haters Club?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that didn't last too long out of the 50s. Can you imagine having that club today?
Hello, Gloria Allred.
God love Gloria. Speaking of people that we love, Chef Louis DeAngelis is here with us at 20 before the hour. Some food news. And then his recipe, special recipe today, going to love creamy coconut fish. See what we get out of that in a minute. So there's a food, according to government experts, that fights fat. Did you know that? There actually is a food.
Celery.
That fights fat. No, actually it isn't. It's peanut butter.
Really?
Oh.
Using peanut butter for protein, you put it in smoothies. I've been putting it in my smoothies.
Really?
Yeah.
Peanut butter is a great food, and people are scared of it because it's so fattening. But it's the good fat. It's like guacamole.
Yeah, exactly. Eat it straight from the spoon. Can you think of any number of recipes, Louis, that have peanut butter in them?
Oh, a lot of Thai food. Peanuts and peanut butter, and you make a lot of great sauces with peanut butter. Mm-hmm. I do, and I just love it.
With my extended time on the couch now, getting to watch more television, I'm watching a lot of these cooking shows, which I love. And somebody put peanut butter in their chili recipe.
Oh, it's very common.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
And that
peanut butter, when you cook it, not on the chili, but when you cook the chili, put it in it.
Huh? And that's been a big problem for people who have peanut allergies, because you order chili not realizing that it could have peanut butter in it.
Yeah, that's another thing. I don't understand this whole
peanut
allergy.
I know, where they came from.
I have a good friend whose son is deathly allergic to allergies to peanut butter.
Wow.
And I don't get how that just kind of like started in the 80s, and I don't get it.
Rats, Richie.
Must be.
Yeah, it's the rats.
I don't know if it really started in the 80s, Richie.
Just
they recognized. Became aware of it in the 80s.
You think so? You think it's always been around, and then they just kind of figured out, oh, it's
coming from
peanuts?
We never had anybody who was
like gluten intolerance.
Yeah.
All right, Louie. According to a new report, cutting back on salt may not be such a good thing after all. The study says the nation needs to cut back on sodium for better heart health, but it also concluded that there's no good evidence that eating super low levels offers any real benefit. There are some hints that eating the lowest levels might actually harm you if you have a serious illness, for example. The study urged more research to find the best target range for sodium intake.
You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
That's right. I'm so tired of this.
Ridiculous.
Like Dr. Ken. Ken was on the air with us the other day, and he said, now we have to be careful of omega-3s because they may cause prostate cancer. You know what? I'm more interested in my heart. I can survive a prostate problem because they're just so slow, but not a heart problem. And the heart, the fish oil is good for your brain, good for your all of your joints, good for your heart, all that good stuff. So, but I wonder how much salt.
You know, there's a key word there, Doug, and the key word is balance.
Yep.
You know, it's like some people look at fish oil and they say, okay, if one pill is good for me a day of taking a fish oil, well, then I'll take 10. Or, you know, people tend to overdo everything, you know, especially if you think it's good for you.
Well, and self-medication may not be such a smart thing. But
which you're a specialist at.
I am, but I read, I do the research, and I know what it is I'm putting in my body. Some people don't do that, although I will admit to you, Richie, that sometimes I don't know if there's an interaction between one product and another, but I do read all the labels. I do know that I want to have all of these things as a right, if you will, and I don't want somebody telling me that I can't do it, which is what some people in the government want us. We want to adhere to the government regulations or to our own research and common sense. After all, it still is that you're in charge of your body, right? You are supposed to
do it. For now.
Right.
Right.
At this point, yes, I am.
Right.
Hey, can we do the recipes? Because I actually have one I want to share with Louie and everybody.
All right, let's start out with a creamy coconut fish. Where did you come up with? Is this your own original recipe, or did you find this somewhere, Louie?
I learned this when I was living in Bimini years ago. And Bimini is an island.
Bimini. That's where you live?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, and it's British West Indies, different than the Caribbean or Bahamian islands as far as flavors. But, you know, they have a lot of coconut, so everything's cooked with coconut. And coconut cream is just the flesh part of the coconut, the meat. They put it in a blender or processor, add sugar, add a little water to it, and they make a thick cream out of it. And when you cook it, you boil nice white fillet of fish, and it's boiled in the coconut cream, along with some ginger, some black pepper, red pepper flakes, and then at the last minute they cover it with shredded cabbage, and then serve it over rice. And it just, you hear the steel drums in the background. It just, it makes you feel like you're sitting on an island. It's so delicious.
Right, how does this compare with some of your recipes for the same sort of thing, Richie?
I'm not a big coconut fan, but my wife, being on the North Coast, they definitely do a lot of the coconut with the fish, and they do a coconut rice. And they do that a lot with fish, and it's really good. And it's got a very sweet taste to it, so it's a lot of fun for them up there in the north coast of South America. They do it all the time.
I wonder if by eating this coconut, if we are going to actually take this seriously, if this coconut, the creamy coconut fish, can help us whiten our teeth, because, you know, the stuff in power swabs comes from coconut oil. So maybe we just get white teeth by having this creamy coconut fish as well. Yeah.
Oh, for me. And, you know, coconut oil is so good for your heart, too. It's great for heart health.
Yep. Very, very good.
Okay. So I've been, after I get my chemo, I have 3 or 4 days where I just kind of lay around on the couch and watch, you know. So I watch these overhaul car shows, and I watch the Cooking Channel nonstop. Okay.
Hey.
So the other day, and when you're going through the chemo, there are, like, certain foods where I'm just like, ugh, God, that looks disgusting. And there's certain foods where you're like, I have to have that right now. One of them was, the other day I was watching the Barefoot Contessa. And she did these open-faced tomato mozzarella and basil sandwiches.
I might have
sandwiches.
To revoke your man card just for a minute.
I never watch it, but Giada,
she's so funny.
Giada What's-Her-Face was off, and she's the hottest one.
She's
and Diners,
hot.
Dives, and Drive-Ins wasn't on, so this was on, so I was watching it. But she did an open-faced tomato mozzarella and basil sandwich. I got up off the couch, drove to the Whole Foods, bought the tomatoes, the mozzarella, the ciabatta loaf, and had it sliced there, a pesto sauce on the bread, then the tomatoes, some light, drizzle it with olive oil, salt and pepper, put the mozzarella aside, a few basil leaves on top. Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. So I have the recipe. I'm going to steal it from the Barefoot Contessa. I'll send it to Ken, and he can post it on the website right next to Louie's recipe. But it was delicious.
Yeah, it's almost like tomatoes to crazy, you know, when you serve them with just the tomato and the mozzarella without the bread. You know,
and that's really good for summer, too, because it's light and it's kind of refreshing.
It was light and refreshing. You know what we thought about while eating it? Throw some prosciutto or some pancetta on top of it. So I think I'm going to do it again this week with the prosciutto.
Yeah, sounds yummy.
It's also really good. It's also really good if you bake it.
Yeah.
Let the cheese melt on it.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's outstanding.
That's another good idea.
All right, check it out. Chef Louie's recipes on the right-hand side of the homepage at DougStefan.com.
Whoa, quite the picnic going on here.
All from Kohl's.
Wait, what?
This patio table, an umbrella, this Cuisinart blender. Kohl's.
Really?
That pitcher, these Bobby Flay grill tools.
All from Kohl's.
This Jennifer Lopez top I'm wearing, my sunglasses, my sandals, the kids' swimsuits.
Okay, this is getting weird.
Your Chaps polo, your Dockers cargo shorts, your Adidas.
Getting weirder.
Oh, and did I mention how much I saved?
Suddenly, it's not weird at all.
Save on everything your family needs for summer at the ultimate save at Kohl's. Starting Friday. Kohl's. Expect great things.
You're connected to the Doug Stefan Good Day program. How well connected are you? Well, I guess it depends on what you're thinking about yourself. Are you feeling good today? You feeling great today? You feeling wonderful? Feeling successful? You've got to, every day, have that approach. Think about it as you start. What's your ultimate goal? What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? How well is everything working for you? How careful are you at paying attention? Pay attention to what you're doing. If you're at the job...
Were you saying something?
The house gets built brick by brick, Jennifer. One at a time. I hope my secret with you guys... My secret is patience.
Patience. It's a virtue, I hear.
Yes, it is. Right. The bottle fills up. Drop, drop, drop. And I have plenty of drips to drop in
yes,
the bottle.
Do.
Like sands in the hourglass.
Right. These are the days
of
our lives that go on and on and on.
Well, you must admit we do have a novel approach to doing a radio program.
I'm having a good time, I guess.
That's good.
Yeah, I hope everybody else is.
Yeah, this is. We haven't had enough of your time this week, Richie. Hopefully we'll have more of you next week.
A little bit.
In the meantime. But
a little bit more.
That's good. Why not? Everybody... give thanks for what you have and think about what you don't have and go grab it. They'll rob the bank. 51 after.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovo Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Vacation, and we save so much money with Hotels.com on our amazing hotel.
Don't say that in front of the vendors. If they know that we have extra money, it will be a feeding frenzy.
Hot dogs, popcorn.
How about some cotton candy? It's okay.
Oh boy.
I can mix you any color you want.
Commemorative lunch boxes.
You need three.
The Hotels.com summer sale on now through August 12th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 40%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
The jury will soon get the case and will have a new option to consider. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It is the defense's turn to deliver closing arguments today in the George Zimmerman murder trial in Florida. The former Sanford neighborhood watchman is charged in last year's shooting death of unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin. The prosecution gave its closing statement yesterday, telling the jury Zimmerman acted on an assumption and needlessly killed Martin. Before that closing argument began, there was a significant ruling made by Judge Deborah Nelson.
The court will give the instruction on manslaughter.
The judge allowing the jury to consider a lesser charge of manslaughter when they deliberate, along with the original charge of second-degree murder. Defense attorney Don West registered his objection to this.
The state has charged him with second-degree murder. They should be required to prove it if they can.
Legal expert Royal Oak says this new option for the jury is not good news for the defense.
Most folks were saying the defense had done a pretty good job, stood a decent chance of winning when it was just murder too, but now the jury will have a compromise option that increases the chance that he'll be convicted of something.
Once again, the defense to present its closing argument today, after which the prosecution can take about an hour for rebuttal, and after that, the jury will get the case. Law enforcement officials, along with Trayvon Martin's parents, have repeatedly called for calm in the streets, no matter which way the verdict goes. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A banner day on Wall Street. An all-time closing high for the Dow, which shot up 169 points yesterday, finishing at 15,461. S&P also with a record closing high at 1675 after a gain of 22. NASDAQ up by 58. National Transportation Safety Board Chairwoman Deborah Hersman says she expects to have an accident report on Asiana Flight 214 within a year. Investigators have cleared all debris from the runway and are now working to move the rest of the crashed plane, which will be cut up and moved in sections. Hersman says pilots called for a go-around twice in the seconds leading up to the Boeing 777 crash landing in San Francisco last Saturday. In the Here We Go Again department, fill her up. Gas prices on the rise. The AAA telling us the national average for a gallon of regular as of today is $3.55, up 7.5 cents a gallon over the past week. And analysts predict it's going to go up a whole lot more over the next few weeks. The reason in part, the unrest in Egypt, which, as always, has nothing to do with supply and demand. Closing notes, an expression we've heard plenty of in recent weeks, so hot you can fry an egg on the sidewalk. Well, let's crack that egg open. Put it on the sidewalk. There we go. Turns out park rangers at Death Valley National Park are asking visitors who actually try to fry eggs on the sidewalks there to clean up after themselves. With the recent heat wave and temperatures hovering around 130, the maintenance crew at the park has been busy cleaning up eggshells, egg cartons, and the remains of eggs. Park officials are asking folks who bring eggs to Death Valley to also bring along a skillet. And finally, word that Chuck Foley has passed away. You may not know the name Chuck Foley, but you do know something he co-created.
Right foot blue.
Right foot blue.
Left hand red.
Left hand red. Yeah, Twister.
That's right. This is the original commercial from the mid-60s. Chuck Foley, along with Neil Rabins, submitted a patent for a controversial party game back in 1966, originally called Pretzel, but the Milton Bradley Company renamed it Twister. Chuck Foley died last week in a care facility in Minnesota at the age of 82. And on behalf of all of us who played Twister as kids, as teenagers, and as adults, I personally want to thank Chuck for the contorted positions on that mat and seeing parts of my own body I didn't know I had.
Twister!
I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.